to say I know a little something about Vacation Bible School or Vacation Bible Camp, it would be an understatement. I've been part of a Vacation Bible program since I was 16 years old, so you could do the math. I'm 46. It's a lot of programs. That's a lot of craft paper. That's a lot of eating paste and all the rest for the love of Jesus. 7 years of VBS here, 9 in Minneapolis, another 4 in the Bay Area, and many years of doing Vacation Bible School as a high school student and college student. And I have to say, without a doubt, this has been the most spirit-filled, the most amazing God sightings I have ever experienced as a believer and as a pastor this past week. And there are many that would deserve credit and attention for this. We want to, of course, give all praise and glory to our Lord, God's presence here by His Spirit. And we could probably spend the entire morning having various volunteers come and highlight what God's done this past week. But one couple in particular that I've invited to come and share their story have been part of Neillsville for a number of years, both behind the scenes and up front. And you'll see our greeting each morning with the skits. James and I will do our little greeting that we did for the kids. These two people and their family have been an amazing blessing from God to our church family. So they'd like to come and share what they've seen, what God's done in and through their lives. So would you please give a warm welcome to James and Michelle Nelson. Ready? All right, there you go.
Good morning, everybody. We wanted to start off by telling a little bit about what we saw during VBS this week, and I think you got a glimpse of that with the beautiful music the kids made up here this morning and the slideshow. But more than just the fun and music, there was God at work here this week, and we definitely felt that. This year we had 110 amazing kids that were here from all around the community, and some of those kids don't have a church family, but we got to see our church family embrace each and every one of them, show them their own love, and show them God's love, and that was just an amazing moment for me personally to witness this week. There were a couple kids in particular that we saw weren't making the connection. And each morning, as the volunteers would gather, we would start with some announcements and prayer. And a lot of those volunteers said they were praying for a couple kids in particular, that they would find a connection. It was an amazing God sighting to see those kids and those volunteers connect. The kids were hearing the message. They were connecting with the volunteers here. And by the end of the week, they were just lighting up. They were up here dancing. They were celebrating God's love. It's just a beautiful, beautiful thing to see. And those kids, as I said, they were taking every single message in. Each day, there was a certain Bible point that was the focus of the day. The kids learned that God made them, God is with them, God is for them, God loves them, and God made them for a purpose. And whenever the kids would hear that phrase, they would shout, "Wow, God." And it was amazing for me to see these kids from preschoolers all the way up to fifth graders, they were shouting that every time. They were hearing the message, it was sinking in, they were responding, and they were going home to their families and sharing the message with them. So for us, for our family, this week was the first time that we could all be involved in this week together. James was up here on the stage with Dr. Ian. I was the registration coordinator this year and getting to know each of the 110 kids and welcoming them into the church. Our daughter Emma was up here singing with Madeline, and just that was a shy little girl that we had a hard time getting into preschool, and to see her up here singing for the whole church family just brings me such joy. And our little guy Jack, connecting with those kids. One day, there was one child again in particular that we saw was having a hard time connecting. And that day at dinner, we asked Jack if he made any new friends, and he said that boy. So that was just very, very special to me. Your turn.
Yeah, that family, that's brings me to tears. All right, so this is actually more than just the story of VBS this year, too. This is kind of our story as a family and how we got involved with the church. We were very slow and Yeah, it took a long time for us to really get involved with the church. We would make excuses. We'd be the family way in the back hiding sometimes. But we heard an announcement about this Rebuilding Together project, and that was one of the things that got us involved. We went out to Rebuilding Together. We met some amazing people that kept us coming back to the church. And then I was able to do, I think it's been, this was our fifth VBS I did with my daughter. So a long time ago, I got involved with the VBS. And from there, it was like, okay, I did VBS, and then I was drawn into doing Sunday school with the kids. And at first, I was reluctant. I was hesitant to get really involved. I was like, okay, it's a big commitment. Again, the excuses started for our family. It was, you know, we're always traveling to Pittsburgh, going to see family. You know, when am I here on the weekends on a consistent basis to be part of this team? But instead, that preschool Sunday school team was amazing. The people I worked with there, they were so flexible. If you were going to be gone, you switched weeks. And it really showed me the love of the church, the family. You met these preschool kids that I've now seen grow up, and I think some of my first year kids are now in like third grade or second grade. They've really grown, and I've gotten to stay here and see that. Eventually, I moved to the older kids that this year they're now in middle school that I just finished working with, and off into Andy's program. So all those excuses we were making, you know, I don't know why we were making them. We thought it would be hard to really get our family involved, and instead it's been amazing the more we've gotten involved. Pastor Pete started a Bible study with some guys, and unfortunately it really didn't lead anywhere. There was two of us that were really involved with him, and we tried and tried to get more guys involved, and it kind of fell apart. And then all of a sudden God brought this great group of guys together that we're now meeting on Monday nights every other week, and that has also been amazing. So it's been more than just a Sunday morning too. You know, we put the excuses aside, and we have really come together as a family to be involved here. And like Michelle said with Emma, she's up on stage, but she's also up in the morning going, come on, come on, come on, let's go Sunday school, let's go, we got to get going. She's the one getting us moving in the morning when we're exhausted. So you want to close out?
So as James said, he kind of jumped into the Sunday school program for me. I'm an engineer, I'm not a teacher. I was not comfortable leading a group of kids in Sunday school, so I kind of stayed in the background a little bit longer than James did, and I wasn't really engaging, but eventually just something changed. I felt God in my heart. I was starting to make connections with people here that have become the most amazing friends that I could ever ask for, and I was asked to help with the family ministry events, but I still wanted to be the shy one in the background. And that was okay. Everybody has different skills, different comfort levels, and the family ministries team saw that. They saw that I'm an engineer, I like spreadsheets and to-do lists, and I can help organize, and that was something that they needed. So I've been very blessed to be a part of VBS, Trunk or Treat, the Easter Rise Up event, all these things that are reaching out to our community to show them God's love. And very surprisingly for me, this week I turned into the crazy lady dancing in the Welcome Center, welcoming these kids in and being up here on the stage. And that's just God working again. So just to sum it up, we just wanted to say diving into this church has made such an impact on our family. It has strengthened our relationship. It has strengthened our relationship with God. We've both become engaged in the men's and women's Bible study and desire to know God's word more deeply. For me, I used to say a quick prayer before bed, but that was really it. Now I find myself praying numerous times throughout the day, whether to give God my fears or to praise him for something. And coming to church no longer feels like something to check off my to-do list. It's a desire for all of us. And it's a time to be with our big church family, worshiping and growing together. And those friendships that we've made here don't stay in the church on Sundays. We're out playing softball together, having meals together, caring for one another's children like they're our own. It's just such an amazing blessing to have that family when we don't have any blood family here. So we pray that each of you will find a connection here. We encourage you to not wait around like we did. Jump in. Find an area, whether it's family ministries or greeting someone or helping with the trustees or rebuilding together, or just inviting the person sitting next to you to go out to lunch. Jump in, find a place to share your skills and your love, because God has made you for a purpose. Wow, God.